Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're continuing with the chapter on the virtue of sending salutations, durood, upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we explained that there is a close link between visiting the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sending salawat, durood, upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So continuing with these ahadith, today's hadith on Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ما من أحد يسلم علي إلا رد الله علي روحي حتى أرد عليه السلام. رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, no person sends greetings of peace upon me without Allah Ta'ala returning my soul to me so that I may return the greeting to him. No person sends greetings of peace upon me without Allah Ta'ala returning my soul to me so that I may return the greeting to him. Establish fact that every soul has to taste death. Every single soul has to taste death. However, the bodies of people other than the messengers of Allah Ta'ala, they decompose with time and only the soul remains in the life of barzakh. The Allah Ta'ala, sometimes he preserves the bodies even of those that are not messengers. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala, but this doesn't necessarily mean that because a certain person's body was not preserved, that he wasn't a very pious person. He could have been a very pious person. But sometimes Allah Ta'ala, whoever he chooses, now this doesn't become a yardstick of piety, whose body gets preserved after many years, you dig up the qabr, the body is still intact. That doesn't become the yardstick of who was pious and who is not pious. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala preserves the bodies of those that are pious. Whoever Allah Ta'ala wishes to preserve, whoever's bodies Allah Ta'ala wishes to preserve, he preserves it. This is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his knowledge. The bodies of people other than the Anbiya alayhi wasalam decompose with time and only the soul remains in the life of barzakh. The messengers were human beings and also experienced death. However, they are blessed with a special life in their graves after death which resembles the life of this earthly abode. Their souls as well as their bodies are preserved in their graves. Now, just to draw a comparison between the martyrs and the Anbiya alayhim salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Never regard those that are martyred, those that become shaheed in the path of Allah ta'ala as dead. Rather, they are alive in the presence of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the presence of the sustainer, and they are provided with sustenance. We don't know, we can't see it. Outwardly, it doesn't appear to us that the shaheed is alive. Allah Ta'ala is saying he's alive and Allah is sustaining that person. So this is how Allah Ta'ala is doing it, he knows. And this is something that is beyond our realm and beyond the realm that we are staying in. So therefore we can't understand these things, but we have to believe that the shaheed is alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he's keeping him alive, how he's sustaining him, how this is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we believe is that Allah Ta'ala keeps this. Now this is with regards to a shaheed. Allah Ta'ala keeps the Anbiya alayhi wasalam by an extra degree. Allah Ta'ala keeps the life of Anbiya alayhi wasalam. In other words, they are also alive. And this life is something that is known also to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our belief. Their bodies also don't compose as we did in the previous hadith. That Allah Ta'ala has made it haram for the earth to consume the bodies of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. So ulama explained that the martyrs who are of a lower status than the Anbiya alayhi wasalam are alive in their graves, then the Anbiya alayhi wasalam should enjoy the same privilege and honor to a much greater extent. So the question now will come that this hadith that we did here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that no person send greetings of peace upon me without Allah Ta'ala returning my soul to me so that I may return the greeting to him. Ulama explained that this applies both to people that are making salam at the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even applies to people that are making salam away. So therefore, as we did yesterday and the previous days, that a person sends salam from wherever he is, it reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala has appointed malaika specifically for this, to take the salams of people from anywhere in the world that they are making salam and present it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it gets presented in such a way that with the person's name and his father's name, exactly who sent that salat, who sent that durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it gets presented to him. Therefore, we should continuously make durood from wherever we are, Don't think that I have to be there in Medina Sharif to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, the wordings will change when we're standing right in front and when we are making salam from here. However, Durood Sharif he must continue making all the time. So now this question that comes is this hadith is saying that Allah Ta'ala returns my soul to me so that I may return the greeting to him. Under this, ulama give many explanations, but I'll just give one explanation. One of the famous explanations that the ulama give is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed soul is so absorbed and engrossed in the splendor, in the tajalliyat, in the tawajjuh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawajjuh and the tajalliyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses this phrase that Allah ta'ala has returned my soul to me, what it means is now for those moments this person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his tawajjuhat turns towards returning the salam of that person. In other words, such and such a person made salam, now he's returning that salam of this person. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually returns the salam of the person. So anyway, Allah ta'ala returns my soul to me, this is what it means, is that, Allah ta'ala, you can imagine, those people that are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how engrossed they are with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine that level of love that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had? That level of love that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and still has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So can you imagine how he is absorbed? But despite that, there is an ummati of minds that is sending salam to me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally replies to that salam. This is our belief. Allah ta'ala give us that tawfiq. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to personally reply to our salam. How happy we should be to send salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And durood is such an easy thing, such a simple thing. All we need to do is just make a habit of it. When we are driving, when we got free time, when we are walking, when we are sitting and doing nothing, keep making salat, durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever is easy on the tongue. On one occasion we were going to Madinatul Munawwara, our ustad advised us that as much as possible, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then I asked him that which particular one, the different that I mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said the one that is you find easiest on your tongue. The reason for that is because if it's easy on the tongue, you'll continue sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Different people find different that are easy on their tongue. And the easiest one that you find on your tongue, you send so that you can send more durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.